Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
You can always listen to the show every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time on ZRadioLive.com. You can also find it on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. This show is for the hard-working average Joe and Jane that grinds in life. I know you work your ass off, and you want a show that's going to make time go by. Well, I'm that show.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
The Polk County Sheriff's Office revealing the gunman is a decorated war veteran. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq. We reached out to experts who specialize in dealing with mental health issues, specifically PTSD. ABC Action News reporter Stassi Almos shares how untreated PTSD can lead to issues down the road and what kind of help is now available.
So we're not dealing with a traditional criminal here. But what we're dealing with is someone who obviously had mental health issues.
Prior to Sunday, 33-year-old Brian Riley was seen as a decorated sharpshooter in the Marines, having served in Iraq and Afghanistan from 2008 to 2010. Today, he is seen in a much different light. Authorities say he admitted to shooting and killing four strangers, including an infant, and injuring an 11-year-old while high on methamphetamine.
All right, here's what's annoying. Is everybody was like, oh, he has PTSD. A lot of people do, and they don't murder four people. Then the other one was, oh, well, he was high on meth. It was like, well, some meth addicts just sit around all day and watch Jerry Springer.
But he says at one point to our detectives, they begged for their lives, and I can't.
And then the other thing I heard too, I don't mean to interrupt Grady Judd, but I kind of do. I heard that one of the 11-year-olds was pretending to be dead so that she wouldn't be killed. And I'm like, man.
Kill them anyway.
According to the affidavit, his fiance says he does bodyguard-related work, and after working security at a church in Orlando last week, he...
Man, imagine him being your bouncer at a church.
Believed he could speak with God. I went.
That's always a good thing. Bodyguards and bouncers have the smallest dicks of all time. If you were to measure combined every single bodyguard ever, if you were to add all the sizes combined to be about 2 inches, every single bodyguard ever.
I went to Hillsborough County's National Alliance on Mental Illness to get a better understanding.
What kind of thought process or what would create those types of
thinking patterns.
No, I'm mentally ill. I don't kill people. So this whole angle ABC Action News is trying to pull is not something I'm really a fan of right now.
As soon as I read that statement, I said, yeah, this is definitely a mental illness. And if he wasn't dealing with it prior to the military, it could be related to some post-traumatic stress that he's
Oh, the poor baby. No.
Experiencing, but just that statement alone evidences a break with reality.
Executive Director Natasha Pierre.
Well, if you kill somebody, you pretty much have a break in reality.
Says the pandemic is pushing a lot of people with pre-existing post-traumatic stress disorder to have severe mental breaks.
I had mental breakdowns in my old apartment during the quarantine. You didn't see me killing people. This is the most pussified thing ever. This is a slap in the face to anybody that was related or was friends with the four victims that you're finding a way to humanize this shooter. Oh, he had PTSD. Oh, he had anxiety. Shut the fuck up.
I think that we have been...
And if the show was on the radio, I wouldn't swear, but because it's not on the radio, I'll say it again. Shut the fuck up!
Breaks.
I think that we have been living in a pressure cooker as a nation for the last year plus. And
So because it was a pressure cooker, it's okay to kill somebody and you're finding excuses? Oh, it's been really hard finding a job.
Many people are reaching breaking points.
Oh, so the breaking point when you kill somebody. That's when you're like, okay, stop. Jesus Christ.
Gunman is 33, which means he was just 20 years old when he was deployed to Afghanistan.
Oh, he was just 20 when he deployed to Afghan and knew that he was signing up. It wasn't like it was a draft. He purposely signed up. Oh, no, the poor baby. Got. And listen, they are manlier than I will ever be. You will always hear me defend people that served overseas. But to use that as an excuse of why he's a sociopathic murdering asshole, to say, oh, he got deployed at age 20. He fucking signed up to serve at 18. Never mind.
And then Iraq. In 2009, former President Barack Obama sent 17,000 additional troops into Afghanistan. A look at this chart from the Brookings Institute shows deaths of U.S. and Afghan soldiers significantly increased.
I'm not laughing about the murder part. I'll explain. That was very weird, awkward. So I find it very odd. You look at all the people that have died since October 7th, 2001 in this war. And then Joe Biden pulls out really badly. Like, if you were to describe the way we pulled out, man, oh, man, he left a lot of leakage in there. So what I'm saying is we literally did none of this right. Everybody's blaming Joe Biden. Everybody's blaming Trump. Everybody's blaming Obama. I think we need to go back into the history books and realize it's Bush's fault.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault, even though he joined 15 years later. Oh, it's Obama's fault, even though he joined 7 years later. Oh, it's Biden's fault, even though he joined. Oh, my God.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
I mean, you know, George Bush is sitting around with his Tampa Bay hot sauce company, hot sauce, pouring it on his food, going, man, life is good. I have no idea if the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce wants to be affiliated with George Bush or not, so we're going to move on. Let me tell you about the best hot sauce in all, not just the Bay Area. That'd be just, you know, excluding them from the world. The best hot sauce in the whole wide world. At TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can purchase it in person, in Florida. And if you don't live in Florida, if you don't live in Florida, oh, hot damn, this is my jam. Don't freak out. TampaBayHotSauce.com. Tag us on social media at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You get the fucking point.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Is your significant other driving you nuts?
The self-proclaimed expert, Ryan Hoppy, will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hey, 856-49-HOPPY. If you must know, it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This next headline is a real doozy. It's a real surprise. Not at all. Billie Eilish opens up about feeling like a failure and struggles with fame. Oh, man. I'm not going to be like one of those guys that goes, oh, yeah, they're rich and famous. They have no problems at all. Because, I mean, have you heard her music?
Despite being one of the most popular artists in the world, Billie Eilish admits that she's still figuring out fame, haters, and how much of her life she's comfortable sharing with fans. Let's get into it.
All right, before we get into it, she's talking about haters. To me, she's not really dealing with haters correctly. None of these celebrities are, because they go, oh, I'm so over the haters. I don't care what the haters say at all. And then they keep talking about the haters. Chrissy Teigen, Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, definitely Demi Lovato. All of them care. I have minimal haters. Like, I'm not saying like I don't have haters, but my number of haters is obviously not as big as these people. But I have haters. I have people that say I suck, that I'm not good, I don't have any talent. But you just ignore them, because then they're just talking up a tree. Bark, bark, give me attention. My dad never loved me. Bark, bark, shut up. Like, the fact that I'm talking about it shows that the guy's kind of winning. But on Sunday, I board up at 102.5 The Bone, this fantasy football show called Bone Fantasy Live. And we were doing an on-air draft, all the people on the show and some listeners. And this guy calls in and is like, you blocked me 13 months ago on Twitter. And I'm like, well, what'd you do? He's like, I tweeted out audio of you messing up on the board to Ben Swig. And I'm like, that's why I blocked you. I was like, hey, man, why don't you unblock me? Because we're playing each other on fantasy football this week. I'm like, no, not at all. This is what's going down on air. And then he's like, you know I live in your head, and I'm going to beat you this week. And I said, no, after this, I'm going to my friend's birthday party and going to be drinking a lot, so you will not be in my head at all. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how you deal with haters. And I'm only using this example to let you know how you deal with haters, because I am the authority on all things dealing with haters. But what I'm saying is I haven't thought about this guy since then, and we're going to move on.
Coping with superstardom is no easy feat, especially at a young age. Mm-hmm. And Billie Eilish can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, because she makes it so likable with that amazing music.
Which is why in a recent conversation with British rapper Stormzy for ID Magazine.
Damn, where's my interview, Stormzy?
Billie opened up about her struggles with fame, or as DJ Khaled puts it, suffering from success.
That sounds douchey. I get what he's going with. I get it. I applaud him. But it sounds douchey nonetheless.
And obviously the main battleground where fans and haters face off is social media.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever notice that 100% of the time, the meanest comments you're going to get on social media is from a private account?
A space Billie explains she feels conflicted about, because on one hand, she enjoys memes, but on the other, she can't stand people that don't even know her spreading lies about her.
And then
that's okay. That's where I get annoyed with Billie Eilish. I'm not a big fan of that attitude, because like, you're putting your work out there to be critiqued. Not everyone's going to like it.
but I'm a Gen Z. I'm Billie Eilish. Everybody has to like boring ass music.
And then I come across videos about me and how I'm terrible and I suck and I'm this and I'm, and it's so weird.
Why?
It's like middle school kids talk about you, but instead.
And you're doing the same thing right now, talking shit about them.
That it's with millions of people all over the world that don't know you or anything about you. It's.
But that's what you get for signing up to be famous. I can't play any more of this. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'll play a little more.
Very weird.
Billie explains that it's hard for her to avoid herself online because she's everywhere.
So then, I get that she should be able to go online, but first world problems, get a shrink.
And also adds that she feels sorry for the people who hate on her because they can't avoid her either.
Nah, I pretty much avoid you by not playing your music. It's pretty easy. Although when I'm in the gym and I'm trying to get my lift on, of course her song, what is it, Bad Girl, whatever, plays, and I'm like, oh God. Like, it's not bad music. It's horrendous.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm a bad girl. I don't even know if that's one of her songs. I don't think it is.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Oh, that was annoying. When I tell you that FitzAge Fitness is the best trainer, Devin Prasad, in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't stare you in the wrong direction. I care about you, whoever I'm talking to right now that's listening through their ears. Here's the thing. That was even weirder. FitzAgeFitness.com. There, you can sign out. You can sign up for workouts within the Tampa Bay region. But if you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can do virtual workouts. It's all at FitzAgeFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And get in shape today.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Okay, $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hi.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com and RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Dixie D'Amelio just set the record straight on those claims that she is a rude person. Let's get into everything she said.
Oh, I'm sure Dixie D'Amelio is such an angel and so heavenly to be around and has no phones. Am I just projecting? Yes.
Unfortunately, mean comments and unsolicited advice come with the territory of being a huge social media star.
Oh, I thought she was going to say comes in the territory of being a huge bitch. I was like, whoa!
Nowadays, people hide behind screens, judging the every move of complete strangers, forgetting they're human just like us.
Oh, man. I mean, you do kind of forget that they're human, but it seems like everybody wants us to feel bad for them. Like, you can talk about mental health, but I just... Never mind.
It's no different for the D'Amelio sisters, who have had their own fair share of negative things said about them since their quick rise to fame. Dixie, in particular, has been torn apart, accused of being rude and unfriendly.
Well, she does that mumble thing whenever she does that podcast with Dave Portnoy, where she wins the talk. Like, she's hanging out with the boys at the frat house and comes off very disingenuous and not very genuine at all.
During a recent interview on an episode of Spout Podcast.
Oh, I must have missed the Spout Podcast. Oops. I'd rather listen to the Brussels Sprout Podcast. What a horrendous joke.
Dixie decided to set the record straight on those claims. On the podcast, she said, quote, "Some people say I might have like an attitude or like I'm rude, and I get it because I do come off that way sometimes."
You come off that way because you are.
But I'm very sarcastic.
That means you're demeaning the people.
However, Dixie went on to explain, quote, "I feel people are more comfortable when you can joke around with someone, so I'll meet someone and I'll just like joke around and
grab me the popcorn, you fucking intern. You're going nowhere in life."
People who like support me and I talk to on Twitter, they get it.
Yeah, your fans and your sycophants support you. That'd be like talking to a celebrity and they're like, "My fans and my entourage support me." Oh, cool.
But if you just see a 15...
So everybody that wants to be around you for your clout supports you? Good job. You've made it in life. The clout chasers are defending you? Yeah, never saw that coming.
They get it. But if you just see a 15-second video me, they're like, "Oh my God, she's such a... I just tried to be myself and I love joking around with people."
Oh man.
Well, there you have it.
Maybe you should just walk yourself right into a shrink's office. I'm not kidding. 856-49 Hoppy. All right. Let's get this Britney Spears news out of the way. I haven't recorded my show in about 7 days, so we're going to do this chronologically. Get it? Got it? Good. Do I have your approval? Are we allowed to do it chronologically? Yes, because this is my show.
Is Britney's boyfriend about to pop the question? Sam Asghari was spotted shopping for rings at Cartier in Beverly Hills, snapping photos of rings that he liked. The 27-year-old model has been dating Britney for 5 years.
Oh, he's a model? I bet they have such a riveting conversation there.
Has been by her side during her conservatorship battle. Britney has said she wants to get married again and have more kids.
Oh, man. It'll be awkward. Where's Grandpa?
And while Asghari was out shopping, Britney posted this dancing video to honor the victims of Hurricane Ida.
It looks like a cry for help.
Especially in her home state of Louisiana.
I mean, I like Britney. I dig her music. I think she's talented. But man, some of these videos where she's dancing, I'm very uncomfortable. I'm like, you're good, baby?
My thoughts and prayers go out to so many people in the world at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The news is horrific, especially in the heartland of Louisiana, yeah. She writes. It's over for Kaley Cuoco and her husband.
No, she seems like she totally wouldn't be high maintenance at all. And he doesn't seem like a complete prick. That relationship was doomed from the beginning.
The former Big Bang Theory star announced that after 3 years of marriage, she and Carl Cook are calling it quits.
Oh, man, that ruined my day. Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. All right, the updated Britney Spears news. Today is Wednesday, September 8th. And this is from Wednesday, September 8th.
Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, filed a petition to end her conservatorship.
Something happened. I don't know if he had a Hollywood fixer like Ray Donovan. If you don't know what that means, watch the show. It's great. I don't know if he had somebody come and rough him up and say, drop it. But it's a little suspicious how he was such a see you next Tuesday about this. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, no, whatever. A little suspicious.
This is just a groundbreaking day.
In new court documents filed on Tuesday, Jamie reportedly states that Britney is entitled to have this court now seriously consider whether this conservatorship is no longer required. And in a statement to ET, Britney's attorney, Matthew Rosengart, says the filing represents a massive legal victory.
Yeah, the legal victory for him is money!
on clout and interviews.
Indication for the pop star. Rosengart continued, it appears that Mr. Spears believes he can try to avoid accountability and justice, including sitting for a sworn deposition and answering other discovery under oath. But
like, I like that this lawyer is getting down to business and he's defending Britney and whatever, but man, he seems like such a douche. Like, he'd be really easy to punch in face.
As we assess his filing, which was inappropriately sent to the media before it was served on counsel, we will also continue to explore all options.
Yeah.
ET has reached out to Jamie's attorneys for comment.
And I will assume they didn't respond.
It's a significant development and potentially a major victory for Britney. Jamie has been in charge of his daughter's conservatorship for 13 years.
How time flies.
Tuesday's court filing goes on to say Britney's circumstances have evolved to the point where grounds for establishment of a conservatorship may no longer exist.
I just hope it happens so we don't have to hear about this again.
News follows last month's major development when Jamie first hinted in court docs that he was willing to step down as Britney's conservator.
I want this to get dropped so all the hacks that are using her for, clout will have to find a job or talent or something.
Less than 2 weeks ago, we pledged that after 13 years of the status quo, my firm and I would move aggressively and expeditiously.
Using the big words, bruh.
To file a petition to suspend and remove James P. Spears.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes next for Britney's father? We know that Britney's legal team has stated they plan.
Well, the next thing that comes is when he dies. It's probably going to go all black and there's nothing when we die, but if there is, hell.
To continue a vigorous investigation, which will dig into Jamie's conduct throughout the conservatorship.
Oh, that's where it's going to get good.
That fits what Britney herself advocated for during her bombshell testimony in a hearing earlier this year.
They're going to find out so much inside info on that tool.
In which she compared life in her conservatorship to sex trafficking and said her dad, as well as others involved, should be in jail.
I mean, it's not false.
Jamie has denied.
Yeah, I'm sure he's making her suffer because he's such a good dad that cares about her. I love hearing the people that defend him that are like, Britney's crazy. She deserves to go through this. I'm like, oh, I'm glad you're not crazy.
Should be in jail. Jamie has denied all allegations of abuse against him.
What is he going to go? Yeah, I'm a piece of shit, awful father. I have no legacy. I mean, it would be the first time he's ever been honest.
Following all that, public speculation has centered around what happens next for Jamie once he's removed and if his court filings have been an attempt to fight these allegations.
He believes he's been smeared in the media, smeared in the court, to be this kind of awful person. And he's.
And I wish I could smear a piece of dog crap across your face, you piece of garbage.
Trying to fight.
But that would be pretty gross because I'd have to pick up dog crap.
Say, I'm not what you have all painted me to be.
I'm a great father when I want to be because of clout and money and I have no legacy.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, that moment of silence was to just forget about how much of a deadbeat loser father he is.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't steer you in the wrong direction. Here's how you do it. You go to richkbarber.com. You sign up for an appointment, but you got to do it ahead of time. Sometimes he has a random time available on a day, but don't expect to go to Salon Loft and be like, hey, Rich, I want a haircut. No, 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 no. It's not how you do it. Here's what you got to do. You got to sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, and then when you sit down, tell him I sent you. Get it? Got it good.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept.
What?
A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi.
856-49 Hoppy. Oh, now the caffeine's kicking in. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio. You get the fucking point. Man, I've been swearing a lot. If somebody who syndicates the show goes, man, we can't pick up Ryan Hoppy now because he swears, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. H E double hockey sticks.
Happy Hot Topic!
Miley Cyrus spilled all the tea about her complicated relationship with love and death and how...
I think we all have a complicated relationship with death. Oh, but you're the first one ever, Miley? Well, good for you. You're also not the last. Good riddance.
How music changed it all for her while performing at last weekend's Bottle Rock Festival. Let's...
Bottle Rock. It's like... It's like the West Coast Lollapalooza is just full of millionaire douchebags that just want to flex.
Let's get into it. Fans may recall when Miley and Hunger Games actor Liam Hemsworth first dated after meeting on the set of the 2010 film The Last Song.
I never saw that.
The two then tied the knot in 2018 and split 7 months later.
What a successful marriage. No, but... This next thing that they're about to say. Let's just say Miley's lying out of her little slutty mouth.
After that, Miley went on to date singer Cody Simpson and reality TV star Caitlin Carter.
No, she dated Caitlin Carter first. And I love this headline. Miley Cyrus thought she'd die without a partner after Liam Hemsworth split. Here's the issue. It says, without a partner after the Liam Hemsworth split. But she was banging and rubbing against Caitlin Carter while being married to Liam Hemsworth. So there was never a situation where she was single and alone because she was cheating on Liam Hemsworth. But if Liam Hemsworth would have done the same thing, the media would have reported him as a cheater. But because she's Miley Cyrus and she twerks with her flat ass, because she's Miley Cyrus and she's made a lot of hits, because she's Miley, you got the point. We just let this happen. We let them dictate the whole, you know, propaganda.
After taking time for herself and doing some reflecting on her life.
Taking time for herself, like ruining relationships.
Miley is technically currently single, but she really is in love with music.
Music's like, get away from me. You're ruining me.
Prior to performing a cover of.
I was already ruined by Adele.
Janis Joplin's song, Maybe, she told her audience all about her past struggles with relationships and how music helped her cope.
Man, it sounds like the coping's going really well.
She started off by talking about how much her life has changed. And
yeah, I was married 3 years ago, and then I cheated on my husband, and then cheated on my side chick with Cody Simpson, and then dumps Cody Simpson and wonder why I'm going to die alone. You ever wonder if it's you?
How she just started adapting to those changes.
You ever wonder that, Miley? Maybe it's you, bro.
And even though sometimes it feels like we have to start from nothing, like with the house fire and completely rebuild, that fire was almost 3 years ago, and I'm just feeling like I'm starting to find my stability now.
Yeah, but maybe the alleged drugs or smoking, whatever, is making your throat sound like this. Something not really working. I could go to a sports bar in Largo to watch the Rays and meet someone named Cindy that sounds just like you.
Then she confessed that she used to believe that life was meaningless without a significant other.
I had a theory that I would die if I didn't have a partner, if I didn't have someone to kiss me every single night. But then
if I didn't have a relationship that I can claim is real and then I'm cheating on the side.
And this was my purpose, and then this was taken from me during COVID, so I found a new purpose.
What, to make awful music?
Miley went on to explain that, quote, music was the glue over the last 2 years. And
oh, yeah, because you've been making such great music. Oh, it was what everybody goes, hey, please play Miley Cyrus.
Was keeping us strong at that time. In the audience, fans roared at her remarks in full support of Miley's journey of growth.
What are you going to do, boo her?
On Twitter, fans couldn't help but think about her past relationship with Liam Hemsworth.
I don't think Liam's thinking about it.
I'm still sad Liam and Miley didn't work out. They were my OTP. I still have hope when...
It's really weird when, like, these diehard fans, like, look at the celebrity couples and they're like, I feel so bad. It's like, but you weren't there. Also, if you were treated the way Miley treated Liam, you wouldn't really want to be friends with her. But I think karma's winning in the end, because it doesn't seem like Miley has many friends.
We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. It's a really great job, and I'm going to speak for us, but I think we're lucky as hell.
Oh, she almost swore there.
I'm going to speak for us, but I think we're lucky as hell.
One more time. That would be the most controversial and real and fun thing to happen on The View in 15 years. Oh, yeah, because their arguments are totally not scripted. You say one opinion, you say one opinion, you say one opinion, you say one opinion. Now, argue. Now, this was the real genuine moment. She almost said the F word.
Job, and I'm going to speak for us, but I think we're lucky as hell.
Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sarah Haynes, and Sunny Hostin.
All give me headaches.
Yep, The View has returned for its 25th season.
Oh, man. Just what we wanted. A quarter century of...
Well, hello.
Hi.
And welcome. Welcome to The View.
Where we all argue and pretend to be friends. We're all passive-aggressive assholes to each other. Woo! Great TV. Oh, man, no one. But the old days of Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Rosie O'Donnell going at it. I actually have some audio of Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck going at it. Get it? It's a cat fight. Shut up, Rosie. No, you shut up, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, you entitled heck. I don't feel like having PETA cancel this podcast, so we're going to quit playing it.
E.T. chatted with a co-host about the legacy of this television mainstay.
I mean, you can say what you want, but it is the best daytime talk show. Some of the other ones are kind of weird, kind of like lowbrow. I'm looking at you, Wendy Williams.
It's good news when a woman has a baby in her late years.
Wow, that was when Joy Behar wasn't on cocaine, allegedly.
She can breastfeed standing up.
She's talking normally and not yelling like a disgruntled old bat.
Of this television mainstay.
It's good news when a woman has a baby in her late years. She can.
It's actually someone I'd want to hang out with, the new Joy Behar. Oh, God. The old one? Hi.
Breastfeed standing up.
Joy, an OG co-host from Dave.
You know, that was a controversial opinion in 1996.
Feed standing up.
Breastfeeding standing up. Oh, wow. You're really edgy. You're bringing the content in 1996.
When a woman has a baby in her late years. She can breastfeed standing up.
Joy, an OG co-host from day one, reflected on the show's evolution since its debut back in 1997.
Oh, wow.
We were four at the time, too, weren't we? We were four at that time, and then it became five. So it's much...
I don't know what that means, but I don't think we're supposed to.
More fun to have fewer...
I think during the whole time you're watching The View, you're not really supposed to know what's going on. That's the whole point.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. Go to AmirAcademy.com and Amir Academy on Instagram and Amir Academy on Facebook and call them. 727 821-4097 at 727-821-4097 and 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They have class at 6 p.m. You should go sometime.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow. Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Out. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Boy, was that annoying. Imagine laying next to me at night.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And all the info is at ryanhoppyradio.com. But the annoying thing is my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio because they won't let me change it, damn it.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
History is replete with classic beefs. Edison versus Tesla. Mm-hmm. Leno versus Letterman.
Got it.
Alien versus Predator. But no beef is quite like Kanye versus Drake!
Publicity stunt. Kanye West and Drake are probably friends.
Right, Yeezy's managed.
Hopefully Kanye doesn't text Millie Bobby Brown. I'm just saying. Google that if you don't believe me, man.
Right, Yeezy's manager, Booth Iam.
It's two, you know, creatives, you know, taking jabs at each other.
Yeah! Also, Alien and Predator actually buried the hatchet long ago and even vacationed together sometimes.
Mm. So we got Booth Iam. It's Kanye's manager at LAX. So we...
Best job ever.
Asked him...
Actually, maybe not.
If there was any possibility that Drake and Kanye could ever do music together.
Yeah.
Because of the feud. He goes, his album comes out, I think, on Friday. Drake's album.
Depending on what he...
This is from last week, by the way.
Because on his album, I mean, we'll see.
Oh, so this is great. So if Drake says something about Kanye on this album,
we're on.
True.
Oh, cool. Oh, God, we're doomed. I don't know why we're doomed, but we are.
Kourtney Kardashian flaunted her famous figure in a series of what appears to be unedited pics modeling her sister Kylie's latest swimwear line, but has since deleted the pics despite the positive response from fans. Let's get into it.
They're such robotic dummies.
Listen.
Wrong button. They're such robotic dummies. Although, actually, me playing the Miwide speech would actually cheer them up. If you're getting applauded, actually, I think the Miwad speech is too deep. I'm just kidding. They are such people with PhDs. They literally think, oh, there's a picture of us. We're, it's not perfect. Oh, God. Raging daddy issues over there.
Kourtney Kardashian caused quite a stir on Instagram after fans noticed she went au naturel in a rare sneak peek of Kylie Jenner's upcoming swim line for a hot second.
All right, I suddenly don't care. So pretty much she's freaking out and she deleted a picture that was unedited, man. And they claim to be relatable. This next headline. I've never seen a second of 90 Day Fiancé. Why? Because it's not real. If 90 Day Fiancé was not fake, was not scripted, I would watch 90 Day Fiancé. But I can't get over that 90 Day Fiancé is fake. But then again, I watched Jersey Shore, so I'm kind of a piece of shit.
Is 90 Day Fiancé star Big Ed engaged? He was spotted out last week at a club in Santa Barbara, California.
Hell yeah, I bet that guy gets a lot of pictures. Guy is a walking meme.
With Elizabeth Liz Woods, and she was sporting a massive ring on that finger.
So I think they're engaged. I think that's what it means. That's why you have a ring on your finger.
Shown in photos obtained by TMZ.
And then you take it off when you're Big Ed because you cheat on her with some side chick that wants attention, and then you ruin your life.
TMZ also reports that Big Ed was introducing Liz to people as his, quote, beautiful fiancé.
So then the headline here saying, is 90 Day Fiancé Big Ed engaged with a question mark? Maybe you don't need the question mark because it's implying you're not sure if he's engaged. But if she's wearing a ring and he's going around saying he's engaged, I think he's probably engaged. Although it's really nauseating when you first get engaged. Oh, it's weird to think that that happened to me. Because then you have to like let everybody know. You think it's so important. Like, oh my God, I got engaged. It's almost ruined my life.
Oh, what is this?
That's the moment Kris Jenner learned her youngest daughter, Kylie, was pregnant with baby number two.
Oh, man. That nanny's going to have a lot to do. All right, this is more of a visual, but it's Kris Jenner actually crying, and I can't tell if it's real or not, but I give her credit. She's showing some type of emotion. I mean, you're kind of a sociopath if, like, you get famous off of a sex tape. I wonder if she would make a good sex tape. I would assume. I would assume they learned the tricks from somebody.
We all have times in our lives where we feel...
All right, that was kind of weird. I went from making a sex joke going right into the custody battle of Brad Pitt. So we're going to lighten up the mood before we talk about the custody battle of Brad Pitt. Here's somebody I want to punch in the face.
I'm going to be a dad.
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are...
It would be John Mulaney I want to punch in the face, not Olivia Munn.
Having a baby. The comedian...
Why do I want to punch John Mulaney in the face? Because he's not funny and he's got a very punchable face.
Confirmed the news on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Tuesday.
I'm going to be a dad.
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are having a baby. The comedian confirmed the news on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Tuesday while reflecting on his whirlwind of a year.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy year. I didn't love how 4 months later, Olivia Munn's pregnant, and we're going to pretend like there wasn't any crossover with his previous relationship. Oh, they began dating the day after he said to his ex, I want a divorce. There was no crossover.
I got into this relationship that's been really beautiful.
And yeah. I literally walked out the door, and I went, okay, bye, ex-wife. We're done. We good? Let's shake hands and make it mutual? Okay. And then you went to Olivia Munn. There was no crossover.
And with someone incredible who has, like, you know, dealt with the
I don't care. He's so hateable. What's going to be funny is if she... Could you imagine if, like, the baby pops out in, like, 2 months and then you're able to do the math and you realize it was while he was married? Oh, man. It's hilarious. Like, wrong button. I always do that every show. It's hilarious.
Simone Biles is blocking out the haters.
by talking about them. So you're not really blocking it out.
1 month after taking home two medals at the Tokyo Olympics, following her decision to drop out of some of the events to focus on her mental health, the gymnast...
I'm so glad the Olympics is over with.
...star took to Instagram to reflect on her experience at the Summer Games.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, definitely not the way I planned the Olympics going, but I wouldn't...
Yeah, I don't think she went in thinking she was going to be the enemy of all Gen Xers around the world.
...change anything for the world. I'm proud of myself and the career I've had thus far.
Yeah, I was ready to have all the deadbeat dads write mean comments to me.
This Olympics doesn't erase the past accomplishments I've achieved, nor does it define who I am as an athlete.
It's a little weird bringing up the past accomplishments. Just saying. Just being a little real here.
Simone penned alongside a pic of her two Tokyo medals.
It's like, I'm so wonderful and great!
A silver for women's gymnastics team all around, and a bronze for women's balance beam.
Alrighty, so she slammed a hater, so it's obviously bothering her. I just want one celebrity to, like, not pay attention to the haters. But, don't think that's possible.
A 2013 interview between Ellen DeGeneres and Taylor Swift has resurfaced on TikTok, and Swifties are outraged after noticing how uncomfortable and humiliated Taylor was made to feel.
Oh, but she made all those songs about those exes that were always in the wrong and it was never her fault. So we're supposed to not feel bad for them? What a dirty rotten.
Let's get into it.
Now more than ever, the media is being held accountable for its sexist infatuation with female celebrities and their love lives.
I mean, she always sings about her love lives. It wasn't like she was singing about being a nun.
And we may even have Britney Spears to thank in recent months for opening everyone's eyes to the damaging effects these narratives can have.
I mean, it would make sense that she'd be a nun because as many people hit on her as they hit on nuns.
Taylor Swift is no stranger to the media's obsession with her love life and has even called out the sexism surrounding her on multiple occasions. More recently, Swifties have decided to get in on the action after a 2013 interview from The Ellen DeGeneres Show has made its rounds on TikTok, showing firsthand what Taylor went through amid the constant scrutiny about her love life.
What I love is that, like, it resurfaced on TikTok, and you know, it was like, watch this interview with Ellen, making it seem like it happened 2 days ago.
During the interview, Ellen can be seen badgering Taylor about rumors that she and Zac Efron were dating.
They were just banging.
And at one point, even calls him her boyfriend. To which Taylor continuously attempts to shut the rumors down.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't talked to him in a while because we didn't date.
Maybe you guys just weren't talking when you hang out.
You did.
You don't really need to talk.
Why do you deny it? Because we didn't.
Because
we did.
One point, Ellen then hands Taylor a bell and asks her to ring it if she did, in fact, date any of the men that appear on the screen behind them. Can you believe it?
I hate Ellen DeGeneres, so that's pretty funny. I mean, listen. Okay. I'm trying to think of an example. Maybe, like, Bad Barbie or Billie Eilish or somebody that's not like those, like, girls that are like 18, 19, 20, Dixie DeMille or whatever their dumb name is. All those, like, Gen Z that, like, aren't really talking about sex. I get the outrage if you were to ask them and have them ring a bell. If you go, did you bang this person or did you bang this person? I'm not saying what Ellen DeGeneres did wasn't sexist. But maybe I'm wrong, so you can leave me a voicemail. That's how I'll say it. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. The fact that every song is about all the boyfriends she's had and that it's never her fault, does she open herself up for criticism? Does she open up herself to be critiqued by Ellen? Is it fair? Let me know.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. Go to WestchasePrinting.com, and there you will get an invoice at checkout. And at checkout, let them know that I sent you. At Westchase Printing on Instagram, at DJ Tone Tamp on Instagram, and tell them I sent you, baby.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you shouldn't be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Bored, 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 bored,
bored.
Board, board, board.
You and I know that you have a sizzling like fajita meat. Oh, boy, that's rotten. I'm gonna take another shower before the dirtiness.
Yeah, why don't you take about 5 more? And while you're at it, why don't you try your shirt with sleeves if you got one, Romeo? We're walking down that aisle.
Yeah! Tonight!
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problem.
Shut up!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hoppy Hot Topic.
We all have times in our lives where we feel broken.
I just want my family to heal. That's what Angelina says about her ongoing custody battle with Brad, which she...
Yeah, it seems like... I don't know. I wasn't hanging out with Brad Pitt. I wasn't a fly on the wall, but I feel like she's trying to prevent the kids from seeing their dad.
Describes as, quote, horrific. Angelina also claimed she feared for the safety of her children during their marriage.
At least Brad's never bashed her publicly.
Brad was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, it makes you wonder because he was cleared of any wrongdoing, but oh, she continues to bash him. What a lovely woman she is. She's leaving back such a great legacy. She's such a good actress.
2016 after investigation of possible child abuse. In the new interview, Jolie also tells The Guardian she was hurt that Brad worked with disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein.
I'm sure you never worked with anybody else, sketchy.
And after she claimed to him that Weinstein tried to sexually assault her in 1998.
I mean, I could see that being a little annoying. Brad, can you not hang out with him? He tried to rape me. No, I need to make a movie. I kind of get that.
Brad, however, did confront Weinstein in 1995 when he was...
Oh, so what does Angelina want? I'm confused. I'm even confused, and I'm the authority here.
Dating Gwyneth Paltrow.
He said if you ever make her feel uncomfortable again,
mm-hmm.
I'll kill you, or something like that.
Yeah.
At that moment, you know, I was a boy from the Ozarks on the playground. I mean, that's how we confronted with things.
I don't care. I hope everything works out. 856-49 humping.
Tom Brady revealed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, you live in Tampa Bay. Everyone gets it. It's a rite of passage.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl earlier this year.
Yeah, it was a little earlier this year.
The athlete spoke with the Tampa Bay Times, sharing that after the Super Bowl victory boat parade in February, he tested positive for the virus. Also,
yeah, I just could smell COVID through my TV. I don't even know what COVID smells like, but I could smell it watching that boat parade.
Also sharing concerns for the upcoming...
Do you want COVID? Do you want HPV? Come on out to the Buccaneers party!
...football season in regards...
Just don't go near Warren Sapp.
...to coronavirus. I think it's going to be challenging this year. I actually think it's going to play more of a factor this year than last year, just because of the way what we're doing now and what the stadium is doing to look like and what the travel is going to look like and the people in the building and the fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like last year, although we're getting tested like last year. It's going to be, I definitely think guys are going to be out at different points, and we've just got to deal with it, he told the outlet. The outlet also reports that the entire Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is vaccinated.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY
is recasting its lead actress.
Rewind, my bad.
Because Donald Glover is recasting its...
Let me rewind one more time. God, I'm the worst, man.
With your actor-actress roundup, and we are kicking this one off with a new Mr. and Mrs. Smith series because...
Gross, the first movie sucked.
Donald Glover is recasting its lead actress. Mm-hmm. Actress Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who was originally cast to play opposite of Donald, has walked away from the project, citing no bad blood between the pair.
Not at all.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, sources revealed that Phoebe departed because she shared a different creative vision from Donald. The show, which is set to air...
Yeah, Donald doesn't really seem like a guy that is willing to change his creative image.
On Amazon remains on track for its 2022 debut while Phoebe's role is recasting. But speaking of casting roles, Zendaya recently spoke with British Vogue and revealed if she one day becomes a filmmaker, she will push to have all of her films feature black women as the lead.
Hell yeah.
The actress also shared she would love to figure out how to become a director, and she's learning as...
Just make a movie.
Every day, since there's so much she wants to do. Mm-hmm. Staying on this British Vogue interview, Zendaya also revealed that she refused to have her first kiss while filming on Disney Channel. The Euphoria...
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't want it to be fake.
The star told the outlet she opted to kiss her love interest on the cheek because, quote, I hadn't been kissed yet, mm-hmm. so I don't want the kiss to be on camera. Mm-hmm. You might remember Zendaya starred on multiple Disney shows from 2010 to 2018,
don't including remember.
Shake It Up and Casey Undercover.
Yeah.
Now onto some sad news. Michael K. Williams, who was best known for his long-running role on HBO's The Wire from 2002 to 2008, mm-hmm. passed away yesterday at the age of 54.
Oh, wow.
Police confirmed to Hollywood Life that Michael was found in his living room in his New York City apartment, and the cause of death has not yet been announced. After the news made waves online, stars such as Mariah Carey and his fellow castmate, Idris Elba, reacted on social media.
I met him 5 years ago when I went by SiriusXM, and I met Opie and Jimmy, and he was a very nice guy, and I got a picture with him. Riveting story, I know.
Kendall Jenner has kept her relationship with boyfriend Devin Booker pretty private, but she just shared some rare romantic photos of them together on vacation. Let's get into it.
That's all we need to get into. Yeah, she's pretty smart. She's got it planned out by the way she hides her relationship. And finally, in news clips.
Scott Disick and Amelia Gray Hamlin have reportedly called it quits.
You're telling me that a relationship that's 19 years apart didn't last forever and ever? Whoa!
Let's break it all down.
Please don't.
After less than a year of dating, Scott and Amelia have officially broken up, according to sources close to the...
Here's the thing. We can sit around and wonder if her father feels better that she's not dating him anymore, but maybe she was dating him because of her father.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.